Happy Easter. Happy Easter. It's just great to see everybody here today as we gather. Oftentimes when we think of Easter as an event that happened, Jesus the Christ raised from the dead. But if we look closely at the scriptures and all the gospel stories that tell in somewhat different ways of the resurrection, I'd suggest that it's not so much an event that's being described as much as an experience of those early followers of Jesus and what this experience was of the risen Christ. There's various different gospel renditions, and my favorite is actually not the gospel we read today, but it's that sense that the disciples don't know what to do. In our gospel reading today, as a matter of fact, it says the typical men, they see the empty tomb, and it says they went home. Others, though, meet the risen Christ. And one of the story of the gospel, the story of the resurrection that touches me the most is the one that says, he's not here. He's been raised from the dead. He's gone ahead of you to Galilee. There you will find him. Remember that? I've talked about this thought many times over the years. He's not here. He's been raised from the dead. He's gone ahead of you to Galilee. There you will find him. And so these early followers, to use that phrase, go to Galilee. Galilee being the world around them. Galilee being the place where people are struggling, where people are suffering, where people are sick, where people are enslaved, where people are outcasts. And that's where the risen Christ is to be found. In a sense, we have to go beyond ourselves, beyond our walls, beyond what we know. Oftentimes we need to do that to meet the risen Christ. And that's not always easy to do. We'd much prefer to stay where we are. Sometimes we'd rather build walls between us and whoever the them happened to be. But the gospel is calling us to go beyond the walls, to go beyond ourselves, to encounter Christ in Galilee. So where is the Galilee in our day? What is this Galilee? Galilee is not so much a specific place as much as I think it is an experience. An experience we're invited to be a part of. And what I want to do today is in a very practical way, offer to you ways that this faith community of St. Paul's is in Galilee. St. Paul's is a large parish, and sometimes folks in the parish don't always know what other folks are doing. And that's okay, but we're all part of whatever is happening here at St. Paul's. And for those of you visiting from out of town, visiting family, visiting friends, or just being here with us on Easter, we're glad you're here and want to share a little bit about who we are. You received a handout, hopefully, when you came into church today, and if you haven't, we'll make sure you get one when you leave today. And I just want to highlight four Galilees. There are many. I had a powerful experience of Galilee at the Raleigh-Durham Airport. Through the Refuge for Refugee Ministry, we welcomed a family from Afghanistan, a refugee family who lived in Afghanistan, escaped Afghanistan, mom and dad and two little girls. And they lived in a refugee camp in Islamabad, Pakistan, for quite a while before being able to come to the United States. That's a longer story to share that I have time for right now, but they went through an incredible process. And they went from Islamabad to Istanbul, from Istanbul to New York, from New York to North Carolina. And they came here, walked down that walkway. If you've ever been to Raleigh-Durham, you're going to meet people. You know that area where everybody comes out. And I remember standing there as this family came down that walkway. Two little girls, two little children, and a mom and a dad. Each having a suitcase. I remember turning to those around. It was Ted. Ted and I were staying there. Ted Straub and I. We looked and we said to each other, that's everything they have. It's everything that they have. They also had a little box of some dishes that they were bringing from their home. And we met them and greeted them and were able to go with them to an apartment that we here at St. Paul's had prepared for them. Furniture, everything you would need in a home, sheets, bedding, to give them a place to ground themselves and be. Another wonderful part of this is that, you know, over the last couple of months, we've been able to develop a relationship with the Islamic Association of Cary, here in Cary. Shaquil Ahmed, who's the leader of that community, we've gotten to know. He's invited me to participate in some forums here in Cary, as you know, a couple months ago, I guess it was now, in the Cary Arts Center. We had different people from different faith traditions come together. We had quite a few hundred people come to that gathering at the Cary Arts Center. We showed the video sitting at God's table and had conversations about different faith traditions. And, of course, Shaquil was here about a month ago, I guess now, sharing information about Islam and the Muslim tradition here in our chapel. Out of that relationship, it's always about relationships. It's always about relationships. Out of that relationship, Shaquil introduced us to a woman in his community who is from Afghanistan. And she joined us. We got to know her, and she joined us that day at the airport as this family arrived. Christians, Episcopalians, Muslims, together welcoming a family from Afghanistan. That's God's dream. That's God's vision. Keep that in mind, no matter what we hear elsewhere. That is God's dream. Together welcoming this family. She also knew how to speak the language, also knew some Afghanistan dishes and food, and some good recipes were shared in the midst of that. That's Galilee. That's Galilee. That's a family from Afghanistan, but there are families right here in Wake County, right here in the Raleigh area, who find it difficult to afford housing. And we participate with Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity, as you know or may not know, is a ministry, a kind of a worldwide ministry, really, that provides housing to those who find it unaffordable. And there's a whole process of families go through, and together with that family, join faith communities and other or not just faith communities, but other organizations to build a house, to build a house. And we here at St. Paul's have joined with other Episcopal congregations in the Raleigh area to build this home in Southeast Raleigh. And we've been working on this home for quite a while, all during Lent, and working with this family who will eventually live in that home. It's been an incredible experience. I've done a lot of painting. Others have worked on roofs. Others have worked with power tools. Others have worked putting in doors and windows and really making a difference in the lives of these folks. That's Galilee. That's Galilee. And being in relationship with folks again. We were there that day, and MetLife is a company that's also building a house for Habitat for Humanity. And we kind of stole some of their coffee that day and entered into relationship with them to get some coffee. But that's a way of doing this. Some of our youth have worked there as well on that house, making a difference. And we look forward to continuing that ministry. Just as you'll notice here on our little handout, April 7th, 8th, and 9th is particularly 3 days where St. Paul's is invited to work at the site. That doesn't mean those are the only days you can work at the site. We have some parishioners who are there every Thursday, every whatever, but you can work there any time. But that 7th, 8th, and 9th are some days where we are going to be expected to be there and support that. So please keep that in mind. You want to go to Galilee, go to Southeast Raleigh, build a house, and meet others and make a difference in this world. Another ministry that's here at St. Paul's is the Wake Interfaith Hospitality Network. This has been a ministry that has been a part of St. Paul's for years. And it addresses folks who find themselves homeless in our community. Not in Afghanistan. Not necessarily in far reaches of Wake County, but right around us. People who just hit a rough time, and they don't have a home. And they find ways to get their lives together, and there's programs offered. But at night, they need a place to stay, a place to sleep, a place to be. Families, children. And there's this ministry called Wake Interfaith Hospitality Network, where congregations have gotten together to provide that opportunity for folks to find a place to sleep and be. So different churches host it. They have the facilities to bring all these families in, usually for about a week or so. And then different congregations help support that. And we here at St. Paul's have been doing that for years. And we're not able to actually host the families here because our facilities, we don't have bathrooms and showers enough to do that. But we work with another congregation. And when they're hosting, we're there with them. And that's what a lot of congregations do. And that's something that we have done for many years and will continue to do. I think our youth are going to be bringing some food over the next time we... I got that right. There's so many moving parts going on in all these various ministries. Also, just to highlight the Samaritan ministry of Greater Washington. This week we have about a group of about 17 folks. Our youth are going, 17 of our youth are going up to Washington, D.C. To work in the Galilee of Washington, where there are thousands and thousands and thousands of homeless folks in our nation's capital. And about 12 Episcopal congregations have gotten together in that area to form this ministry called Samaritan Ministry of Greater Washington. And a whole group of our youth are leaving this Thursday to go up there for a few days to take part in that ministry, learn about that ministry, and have a pretty incredible day, and also be in relationship with each other and the folks that they come to know. On the back of this sheet of paper, we just list so many various ministries that we're a part of. I'm just highlighting four. Had fun at the 9 o'clock service. I highlighted Habitat for Humanity. I came out with a hard hat and a tool belt. And people are teasing me. The tool belt didn't look too used, George. So I just bought it the other day. It was really just to kind of show to the kids that the gospel is about going forth and changing the world. So people are teasing me, you know, if you kept the receipt, you might be able to return that to Home Depot. I'm not going to do that. But making us realize that it's tools, it's building, it's doing. That's how we live this out. We need to gather together like this to pray and be strengthened in community and remind ourselves who we are, to be nourished by the Eucharist, by the sacraments, to hear the story told, to know who we are, to know who we are. But to go forth into the world, beyond the walls, to the periphery, to meet and be with folks that perhaps at times our regular life wouldn't lead us to, but to go forth and do that, to live this new life, to make this resurrection present in our world, to go forth, to love God, love our neighbor, change the world. You can say that with me. Love God, love our neighbor, change the world. That's Easter. That's resurrection. Invite you to join us here at St. Paul's in all the ways that we do that, and even in your own life, in your own community, ways that perhaps you have opportunities to do that as well. But know that there's wondrous work happening here at St. Paul's, and you're part of that. You're part of that. And I give thanks for that. And give thanks for this new life offered to us in the resurrection of Jesus the Christ.